The Review Office, 1861. I was shown that Satan's power has been especially exercised in the office. He has sought to control matters there and to affect minds, and by so doing, to bring about a separation in feelings from Brother White, which would dishearten and unfit him to act the part there which God designed he should act. Satan's object was partially carried out. It was a bitter, cruel work, and its effect has been to destroy the courage of Brother White and his power to hope. His mind, courage, and faith have become so enfeebled that he could not control his mind. Would he be spiritual or devotional, the mind would immediately drop to the injustice done him, which had weakened his energies and faith. Everything he undertook to accomplish was marked with discouragement. His soul was stung with the unjust course of those who knew what he had suffered in this cause, the privations endured and sacrifice made to see it prosper. Jesus alone has known the real sufferings of his mind and has laid his hand beneath him to lift him above the oppressive weight which was destroying his health, his happiness, and his usefulness. God has placed him in his cause where his influence can tell and where light can go out from him to others. This has made him a mark for Satan and his angels, and the jealous and fault-finding have joined them to do what they could to destroy his influence. I saw that God had given him an experience and placed him in the office to manage the work and keep it moving, that there was not one who was prepared or could fill his place in the work. None have felt the interest he has felt in this work. It is a part of himself, dearer to him than his own children or his life. God has inspired confidence in the hearts of his people generally in his ability to manage, and they feel safe to entrust means to his care to appropriate and dispose of according to his judgment. I saw that this should encourage Brother White, that God's hand had guided him, and that he had not been left to make false moves and therefore bring repining and regret. I saw that God was not pleased with his strong desire to leave the office, the very place he wished him to be in. He requires him still to fill the position he has chosen him to occupy. It has been Satan's plan to so control his mind as to keep it dwelling upon the unjust course of his brethren toward him, and finally drive him to insanity. God would not suffer this, and those who have acted a part in wounding him knew not what they were doing. They have been breathing out murmurings and complaints, and have worked in union with the combined influences of the powers of darkness to get him down from the work. I saw he must shun care and burdens when he can. He has too often borne burdens in the office which others could bear. He must guard himself here and carefully preserve his strength and powers to be called into action when God wants to use them. I saw that all in that office should be one. All should be consecrated and holy. That angels of God can work through them to carry forward the work in harmony, unity, and order. Their interest should be in the work. It should not be a selfish interest merely to work for wages. No selfish acts should mark their course. They should feel the burden of the work and realize that they are acting a part in the closing work for God's people, expecting their reward with the faithful. I saw that all, Stephen, Belden, William, Gage, Warren, Batchelor, Fletcher, Byington, and George, Amidon, all had a part to act in the office. One was not above the other. Stephen, I saw, acted an important part, yet he fails greatly in some things. He cannot manage and calculate. Others must calculate and plan for him. Stephen has but faintly seen his lack here, and while his eyes are not fully open to it, he will be in danger of getting into difficulty himself, and thereby bringing burdens upon others, especially upon James White. He should freely counsel with others, especially with James. I saw that at times Stephen, Belden, has manifested a dignity that was unbecoming. It was not required or at all necessary, but it separated him from his fellow laborers in the work. I saw that George filled an important place. So did Fletcher, William, and Warren. Every one who labors in that office fills an important place, and like faithful disciples of Christ, they should be closely united and should advise with and counsel each other. All the workmen are on a level. While Stephen is so dependent in regard to management and calculation, he must not feel that his position is superior to the rest. He must not deceive himself here. All hearts should be one, and by freely counseling with each other, the work may move forward happily. There is a lack of taking care by the workmen in the office. They can improve in this respect.
I saw that the heavy cloud which has long rested there was lifted, and all were anxiously pressing to the light and striving for the blessing of heaven. They must not be discouraged, but must increase their efforts for the salvation of God. I was shown that Uriah has felt deeply over the part he has acted in bringing James into such hopeless discouragement. It was represented to me as an angel standing with a cord of light to bind their hearts together. I saw that Uriah and Harriet Smith had done all they could to confess their wrong course, and it was accepted of heaven. But they still have a work to do to exert an entirely contrary influence, and then they will grow stronger and stronger and will effectually close the door against Satan's entrance. And by their diligence in this work, will build an hedge about themselves that Satan's influence will not penetrate. I saw that Harriet and Uriah have a work to do, a decided influence to exert to wrench John, Andrews, from Satan's snare and help those who came from Paris to see their past course while Jesus is in the sanctuary.